Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Happy New Year. Tis the season of setting New Year resolutions. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka visited Millennium Park to ask some folks about their goals for the year ahead.
My goal for this year is to travel to someplace I haven't been before or someplace that I love at least once a month for the whole year. So my resolution is to become as worldly as I can be.
Less junk food, consistent workout, less drinking, just live a healthier life, turning 40 this year.
Living in the moment, living in the present, made a lot of sacrifices over the years, the last few years, and really want to have more travel, more adventures, and take care of my family this year.
For some folks, the new year is a chance to re-examine their relationship with alcohol. Dry January is rising in popularity, and its proponents say that there are many ways to support those who are sober curious. Cristina Torres is the founder of Benedicion, Chicago's very first dry bottle shop. And she says anyone looking to support their sober friends this January should hang out with them in places where drinking is not the main activity, like at museums or even arcades.
There are so many options that don't revolve around alcohol that I think people overlook. That if you were to suggest something like that, or even just show that you are really intentionally wanting to spend time with that person, I think that they would really appreciate that.
Her dry bar near the Ukrainian Village neighborhood is also an option, where customers can enjoy a non-alcoholic beverage over a board game or two. The Illinois State Police Department has released its first ever guidebook for how officers should help people experiencing homelessness. ISP worked with local police departments and Project Now to develop the guidebook. Dwight Ford is the executive director of Project Now.
It gives a sort of set of tools as what to think about the lexicon, low barrier shelters, and where are they located here. It gives an idea about outreach and engagement. Where are these individuals going to receive services?
Ford says the state is planning to certify new officers using the guidebook starting this year. The Chicago Board of Education is considering ending the practice of allowing schools to have police officers stationed inside them. As a candidate, Mayor Brandon Johnson said he did not think armed officers have a place in schools. Now, WBEZ confirmed CPS officials are telling principals that his new appointed school board is looking at removing them next fall. The board will vote this summer whether to renew the $10.3 million contract with the police department. Board members declined to comment, and the school district did not immediately respond. Since 2020, the number of CPS schools with police in them has decreased, and they've decreased amid concerns about the over-policing of Black and Latino students. But 39 high schools continue to have them, with principals insisting they improve safety. Chicago ended 2023 with fewer shootings and murders than the previous year. It's the second year in a row the city has seen a drop in violence. That follows a spike in violence during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kim Smith from the University of Chicago's Crime Lab says the city is starting to get close to pre-pandemic violence levels.
The progress is encouraging, and it's also encouraging that we're seeing large reductions in the neighborhoods that experienced a disproportionate burden of the increase in 2020.
Gun violence in Chicago is still elevated compared to 2019. The drop in shootings mirrors a national trend. Some other things you should know today. A downstate Republican is pushing to bar any painting honoring indicted former Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan to be hung at the State House. State Representative Ryan Spain sees momentum building for his 9-month-old resolution, particularly considering Madigan's corruption trial is set for now next spring. The ex-speaker is charged with 23 counts of bribery, conspiracy, and racketeering. 16 and 17-year-olds in Illinois can now pre-register to vote while they get their driver's licenses. The measure was spearheaded by the Secretary of State's office in an effort to boost voter participation among young adults. The measure will also make Election Day, November 5th, 2024, a statewide school holiday. Illinois joins 17 other states in allowing teens to pre-register to vote. Today's weather, Today's high will be in the mid-30s, and tonight's low will dip down to about 29. Tomorrow's partly cloudy, with the high in the mid-30s as well. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.